I think it's a rather apt song in the circumstances. Bright side of the road, and things looking certainly a lot brighter in Ireland as well. Van Morrison here at 8464CA. We're crossing to find a little bit more about what the roadmap is out of COVID-19 restrictions and lockdowns in Ireland. Now, Ireland's had a bit of a rough time in some ways, certainly a pretty tough time around about 6 to 8 months ago, but certainly has come out looking pretty solid, and a solid target as well. About 90% of adults being fully vaccinated is the plan, and they're actually getting remarkably close as well, and then things will really start to ease off with respect to restrictions. Not exactly a Freedom Day celebration that's on the horizon, because there is a new normal. I think that's the reality for countries all around the world, and I think a lot for us to take into consideration as we move that direction as well. Former Cairns local Laurie Nell joins me this morning. Laurie, good morning. Nice to have you along this morning, live from Dublin in Ireland. A cool start to the day. Oh no, it's the evening, but a cool night in Ireland this evening?
Good morning, Mario. Good evening. It's actually not too bad, probably about 17 or 18 degrees outside, which is a balmy late summer evening here in Dublin.
Yeah, compared to Cairns, you're not too far behind as well. Look, one thing I do want to start talking about is, I guess, the fact that COVID-19 has been very close to your family as well. You have a young daughter, and she actually contracted COVID-19. That must have been a bit of a concern for the family.
Absolutely, and it was definitely a concern. We were a bit worried for a while, and I guess the thing is, you just don't know what's going to happen with this disease. It's not like something like a flu or a cold that we've all experienced ourselves or seen other people with, where you know the trajectory. The thing with COVID is you just don't know. And so when our daughter, who's 12, picked it up, we were initially quite worried. And she had all the typical symptoms, the temperature, just lethargic, sense of smell and sense of taste all disappeared, and of course the cough. But she, kids are resilient. She pretty quickly came back, and now it's about 7 weeks after she first got it, and it's really just a bit of an impact on the sense of smell. So thankfully, she's recovered, and thankfully no one else caught it from it. We were a bit worried there for a few weeks when she did have it.
Yeah, because I guess the obvious thing is that you're thinking that you and your mum are likely to be, to be infected with it as well. So it seems like you were remarkably lucky there. But it's interesting that certainly that sense of smell is something that's one of those lingering things that a lot of people complain of, Laurie.
It is, and it's one of those things. Like, thankfully, she doesn't have what they're calling long COVID, the sort of ongoing exhaustion and lethargy. But it's just that little lingering thing, which is probably more of an annoyance, and hopefully it'll go. And I think it is starting to go, or it's starting to go pretty quickly, but it's still not back. And hopefully it's not something that impacts her for the rest of her life. But it's she got away pretty well, all things considered. Though obviously we would have preferred that she didn't get it at all.
Sure. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the roadmap out of the restrictions and lockdowns in Ireland. Now, it is contingent on COVID-19 cases remaining manageable and 90% of adults being fully vaccinated. And I guess that's the thing that I was actually talking to the Australian Prime Minister about just the other day, was the concern that, if we get variants that are resistant to the vaccine, that's always a bit of a wild card that unfortunately could throw all our plans completely awry. But masks still going to be required in the health and retail sectors and on public transport in Ireland. From the 6th of September, larger crowds can gather for religious ceremonies up to 50% capacity, similar for outdoor sporting events, 50% capacity. Indoor venues can operate at about 60% capacity with events for people that are vaccinated, and outdoor events can operate at about 75% capacity. Live music indoors to return at weddings, as well as dancing. Live music in bars, which is pretty important there for Ireland as well. Coach tours allowed to carry about 50% capacity, and a range of other things. But I guess at the end of the day, it's not perfect. It certainly is not a new normal. Well, sorry, it's not back to the traditional freedoms. It really is a new normal. And I think that's one of the key things that I guess people need to realise, that unfortunately, we're not going to go back to the capacities and I guess the groups of people that we used to have, Laurie.
Absolutely, and as you said in the intro, it's almost 90% of the population fully vaccinated. I think it's about 88.2% 2% of all eligible people, which is, you know, people over 12 years old, are now fully vaccinated. So we're painfully close to that 90%. But I think what it really shows is that when you have an effective vaccination program and you have people following those really basic and let's be frank, not too difficult measures like wearing a mask, washing hands, keeping some kind of social distance in certain places, things work. It works. It's effective. And I think that's what has really come out of the Irish experience, because things were pretty bad back in December, January, and indeed this time last year. But with an effective vaccination program and really with people listening to the general advice, these things work. And it's interesting listening to an Irishman who works for the World Health Organization, Mike Ryan, speaking a few days ago, saying people will be wearing masks for a good period of time into the future in those settings you mentioned, retail, enclosed spaces, government offices, and so on. And to be honest, I think that's a pretty small price to pay for getting back to some kind of normal, which is where things seem to be going now. Though, of course, it is contingent on cases stabilising and falling and minimal impact on hospitals. And that seems to be where we're going at the moment.
Certainly a strong backlash here in Australia, and I guess it's the pattern worldwide, against people who refuse to get vaccinated. Of course, the anti-vaxxers, the people that refuse to accept the science and the proven medical science behind this all. That's one of the things, I guess, that I'm sure is an issue right around the world. But 90% is certainly a pretty solid target. With respect to there's talk around town and around the country with respect to vaccine passports and all that type of thing. And I guess that's possibly the best way to do things. Sure, people at the end of the day, if that's their decision not to do it, but significant freedoms are going to be taken away. Well, not really, I guess, taken away, but you won't have the ability to do things. And I guess that's a similar pattern that's happening in Ireland, Laurie.
It is, and look, I can give you an example. A few weeks ago, we were on holidays, and we went into a restaurant, and until we were able to show that we had full COVID vaccination certificates and show photo ID, we were not welcome. Yeah, but right. When we showed it, that was absolutely fine, and it was a bit off-putting at first, to be quite honest. I mean, we'd reserved a table, we turned up on time, and we weren't sure. But what it also said, it sent a very clear message that, listen, if I'm going to be, the restaurant is going to be checking out everyone who comes in, including us, then it means that everyone who is in there is safe, at least in terms of being vaccinated. So there's minimal risk of infection from other people. And that's really the thing. It's not too much of a hassle. You just carry the card with you, you print it out, or you take it on your phone. Show the card with photo ID and you're fine. Off you go. There's no issues. It's no real hassle at all.
And I think that's the important thing, is ensuring, because, there's people that, remain in a position where they're just so anti the vaccines and they refuse to basically do it. And I guess they're looking at all options to basically dodge the system, but at least having some of those checks and measures with respect to showing photographic ID so you can confirm the ID of the person, and then a system with respect to actually vaccination certificates. And also online as well, some of the QR codes, and they're likely to link into to some of the vaccination records as well. So I guess all going well, things must be looking a little bit brighter, because, at one stage there, and we're going through a difficult time, as you well know, but certainly Ireland had some of the worst rates in the world. But certainly I should imagine things are starting to look a little bit brighter, despite the fact that you're heading into autumn over there.
They are, and I think it's a much-needed dose of positivity. Though, in fairness, people here have been very positive and have really approached this in the spirit of, I guess, community and working together just to get this thing sorted. It's clearly a vicious virus, but equally, there are clearly things that we can all do to help defeat it. One of those is vaccination. All those other things we've mentioned as well, wearing a mask in certain places, hand washing, social distancing, it's not difficult. And we have the technology. And let's face it, every time there's been a pandemic, going back to the bubonic plague in the Middle of Ages, there have always been people who have seen conspiracy theories and doubted yes. things. Yeah. And unfortunately, that's just the way of the world. And we just have to, I guess, be understanding and try to convince those people that really there is an easy way out of this.
And the world's
vaccine and working together.
The world's not flat after all. So, yeah, there's certainly some lessons.
Funnily enough, no, it's not.
Well, Laurie, a former Cairns local, wonderful to talk to you this morning. Send our best to the family, and particularly for young Juliana there, who's had a dose of COVID-19 and I guess knows some of those realities. It's amazing, you know, and I think that's some of the things that for the anti-vaxxers, when they know people that have actually been touched firsthand by it, and you're seeing it all the time, the anti-vaxxers that you know, were so against it, then they get that COVID-19, and as they're suffering in hospital, they say, yeah, this is real, guys. This is actually pretty solid, and are very embarrassed about their past behaviour. All the best. Great to talk to you. I'll be let you get to bed, but thank you so much for your time this morning, Laurie. Cheers.
Thanks, Murray. Great talking to you.